This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area and proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the providers of all the new-look Todd Wright Tour golf hats that were first made available at the Todd Wright Tour Championship this past weekend. Call for a free consult whether you work, live, or have a legal issue within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, or are in the greater Tampa Bay area. And remember, they are a full-service law firm. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers has daily specials, sometimes, most of the time, multiple specials per day at all three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in East Pasco, 4847 North Armenia, that's the Midtown location, or the Veterans location, just east of the Veterans Expressway at 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue. As an example, I'm sitting here on a Tuesday recording this Toddcast tonight as an example. Now, this podcast may not post until Wednesday morning, but just as an example, Tuesday nights is the Pizza Bowl. $10.99, unlimited bowling and pizza. Not just one for $10.99, both. $10.99, unlimited bowling, pizza, 9 p.m. to close. One example of their late night specials. And according to Drew Garabo via Anthony Peroni, most people on unlimited pizza eat two slices. I find that hard to believe. Now, they're big slices, and they're good. But come on. Unlimited pizza, and you only eat two slices? What's wrong with you people? They have late-night specials on every night except Friday and Saturday. And I think you can understand why. And if you're still looking for a summer camp for kids ages 5 to 15, still plenty of dates at various locations coming up. Register for camp at pingchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. Let me quickly talk about the Todd Wright Tour Championship on Saturday, and sometimes I say quickly and I go on for 15 minutes. Let me just thank everybody who had a role in this. I ran a golf tournament for the first time as half of a JoeBucksFan.com Bucks watch party back in October 2015. I remember the date because it was the game where the Bucks blew a huge lead at the Redskins, and Kirk Cousins came off the field afterwards, pointed to the media and said, "You like that? You like that?" It was that day. The golf tournament went pretty well. I learned a lot, and people kept asking me if I would do more. And now I've done 20 of them. I am now booked to do 5 more through July of 2020. There is no end in sight. It's something I'm very proud of. If you enjoy playing golf, whether you are a scratch player, a single-digit handicap, a double-digit handicap, or simply enjoy a little more than just going out to play golf, where you have more of an event feel, an opportunity to win a prize, something big, something small, and you appreciate value, organization, and my personal touch, I invite you to play in future tournaments. They are selling out faster and faster. You can always email me and just ask me, when's the next one? Todd Wright Tour 21 will be at the Eagles Golf Club on September 29th. I'm going to skip over the rainy season, for lack of a better term, and other reasons. You can also follow me on Facebook, either just me, Todd Wright, in Tampa, Florida, or the Todd Wright Tour page, or follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2019. There's a lot of golf information there. But you can always email me, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, and just ask what's coming up and tell me of your interest. Black Diamond was great to me. They've already invited me back to host my own tournament with my name on it for 120 players, capped by Black Diamond. I could have sold more. Was a thrill to me. That's one of the most unique golf courses in Florida, in America, in the world, because of the quarry holes. It was a privilege to do that. And thanks to everybody who had a part in it. I said I'd be quick about it, and that's as quick as I can be, and there's so much more I want to say about that golf tournament, but let's move on to the Tampa Bay Rays. I am recording this podcast literally moments after watching via DVR the comments of owner Stu Sternberg and team president Brian Ald made at the Dolly Museum in downtown St. Petersburg from roughly 3 hours ago. It didn't take me 3 hours to watch the opening comments, which lasted roughly 19 minutes. I had, ironically, a golf meeting that prevented me from getting home to watch it live. So here, I waited until hearing this to talk about the Rays Montreal thing that came out a few days back, because I wanted to hear the actual team officials acknowledge this and explain it. They gave me nothing. More than anything else, they spent most of the time talking about what they've done. I lost track of how many sentences, whether it was Stu or Brian, began with, "We are proud," or "We were first." That's not why anyone was listening today. I call that burying the lead. I'm sure you are proud of those accomplishments. And I don't question whether you were first to do that, or that. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. That's not why anyone was listening to you today. If you want to do a separate presser and talk about those things, do it. Pat yourself on the back. Pump out your chest. Fawn all over yourself. Tell us all the great things you've done. Don't bury the lead like that. Get right to why everyone was listening. Don't use that stage for other shit. Because you're just annoying us even more. Now, for those of you outside the Tampa Bay area, I talk about this because the Rays nationally are kind of a joke because of where they play and how few people go to watch the games where they play. So to actually attach your name, which ownership did today, I wanted to see them be accountable for this. I wanted to make sure that they were on board with this. And they did. They didn't distance themselves from the idea and the original story. And then they told us why. Okay? So that all said, now, let's go back to the beginning, because I was actually at the rally round the stadium that was held in roughly, I think, 1986 on the site where Tropicana Field now exists. I was physically there that day. I went with my friend and high school baseball teammate, Barry Sullivan, who was a great catcher for the Seminole Warhawks. I was a lousy pitcher who barely played. We went down there that day. There were a lot of people there. The city of St. Petersburg built that stadium to beat the city of Tampa, which was also thinking of building the Tampa Bay Baseball Coliseum. I know this because my grandfather took me to a number of events at the old Tampa Stadium. And when you walked from the parking lots of Tampa Stadium into the Big Sombrero, you walked by, back then, a spring training baseball facility named Al Lopez Field. The city of Tampa had an idea and even put up a sign as people walked by Al Lopez Field that was there for a while, future home of Tampa Bay Baseball Coliseum. Speaking of bad ideas, it looked like the Metrodome. It did. That's what people built back then. You wonder why St. Pete built a dome? Tampa was going to do it too. That's what people built. The city of St. Petersburg decided, we want baseball, but the only way we get it is to beat Tampa. So we have to build something first. If we build it before them, they might quit. They were right. That's why the stadium is in St. Pete. For those of you who don't know that, that's why. I lived it. I was there of the, quote, the day of the groundbreaking, which was more of a let's garner public interest in actually building this in St. Pete. And it went from there. And the city of St. Pete did it. So if you're, again, wondering why the baseball stadium's in St. Pete, not Tampa, that's why. The politicians and the interest in St. Petersburg moved faster than it did in the city of Tampa and in Hillsborough County. Now let's fast forward to today. The owner of the Rays says, please think with an open mind. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. And I don't really care if this is a staged exit. Really, I don't care. I'll take you at your word. It's not. Okay. Sternberg did point out low economic and attendance. Okay. So this is his latest idea that he puts his name to. Previous one was the near $1 billion baseball stadium in Ybor that seemed like more of a dog and pony show. And that was the end of that. Prior to that was the idea of building a new stadium where Al Lang is with the sail on top that even he acknowledged in this recent presser would have been open 7 seasons ago. I then and today still call that stadium proposal the Mirage. Nothing seems real here. So whether Mr. Sternberg and team officials believe it's real or not, it doesn't seem real to me. None of it ever did. So I don't know whether to believe the staged exit or not. So I thought for a long time over the last 72, 96 hours when I wasn't concerned about hosting my golf tournament at Black Diamond, what can I say that is unique? about all this. And I did a little homework. So let me lead into it as best I can. The city of St. Petersburg has a general fund of roughly $200 million. The total cost of all funds to run the city of St. Petersburg, I'm told, is roughly $750 million. Now, for those of you saying, oh, that's ridiculous. No, no, no. We're not talking about baseball. We're talking about running a city. How much it costs to run a city the size of St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, it sounds like a lot, doesn't it? That it costs $750 million to run a city the size of St. Petersburg annually. And obviously the price goes up annually. Okay. I'm told this. It's not bullshit. I was told it by someone who actually manages cities for a living. Then they realized what I was doing and they stopped talking. Fine. And no, they don't work for the city of St. Petersburg, but they would know. All right, so I wanted to know that because between the time that the report came out about the Rays playing home games in Montreal and further becoming the laughingstock of baseball, the mayor of St. Pete stepped to a microphone, called radio shows, and talked to television reporters, and he was angry. And the one thing that stood out about what the mayor said to me was, there was one line he said, "This is getting silly." And I love that, because more than anything else, that was honesty from an elected official. Which, I don't know how much of that we get. I mean, flat out honesty from elected officials. I'll stop there. When the mayor of St. Pete said, "This is getting silly," that was 100% honest. And I appreciated that. And I agree with it. I give the city of St. Petersburg credit. When they drew up the lease that the Rays signed to play at Tropicana Field, they did one hell of a job, right? I mean, look what it took to just allow the Rays to talk to Tampa and Hillsborough County, and then the three-year window was done, and that's it. Over. You want to talk to them again? You're going to have to negotiate a new window. Hell of a lease. Some would say, well, the lease stinks. No. No, because the city built that, and they are protecting their own. I get it. And they've done a great job. So I'm not suggesting that the current mayor of St. Pete do this. I'm just, in looking for something unique, here's what I came up with. Now that I have heard the owner of the Rays talk, the president of the Rays talk, and I've had time to think about this. Let them go. Let them buy their way out. I think it's pretty clear. Baseball does not want to be in the area anymore. If this is now the new idea to save baseball in Tampa Bay, it's time to let it go. Now, I'm not suggesting that the city of St. Pete just let the Rays break the lease. I'm suggesting they let baseball and the Rays and Stu Sternberg pay to go. Big frickin' money. Basically, say to baseball and the Rays, you know what? We're tired of this too. You want to leave? You can go. Pay up. How much you got? And it better be a good number, either one big lump sum or in perpetuity. And let me give you some examples. There used to be a basketball league called the ABA. And the ABA eventually put some of its franchises into the NBA. And as part of the deal to do this, there was one franchise, the Spirits of St. Louis, that didn't take the deal. They weren't going to be invited to play in the NBA, unlike the Indiana Pacers or the then New York Nets. There were other examples. There were some franchises that did fold, and they took the deal. The Spirits of St. Louis did not take the deal. So instead, they cut a separate deal with the NBA. Until just recently, you know what that deal was? I'll tell you. Until, I don't know, a few years ago. You know these national television contracts that the NBA have with Turner and Disney? There are 30 teams in the NBA. There were 31 paychecks from those contracts. The 30 current NBA teams, and until a handful of years ago, the Spirits of St. Louis got 1/31st of that national TV money in perpetuity going forward. Now, there were a number of times along the way that the NBA, probably getting pushed by new owners, saying, what are we doing here? Why do they get a cut? Well, it's the deal they cut when we merged and we folded teams. Like, well, we didn't sign up for that. We're losing money here. So eventually, it got settled, but for a long time, the Spirits of St. Louis got 1/31st of the national TV money from the NBA to not play. Let me give you another example. When the Expos moved to DC, the Orioles said, no, that's our market. We have fans there. Our games are there. This isn't happening. Knowing baseball was going to get what they wanted, the Orioles actually made a deal. We get the lion's share of the local television money. You want to bring a team into our market? We get roughly 75 cents of every dollar of local TV money. Not the Expos. We get it. Even though it's not our team. That's our market. You want it? You give us 75 cents on a dollar. And they did the deal. Now, in recent years, there's also been pushback. The Nats have complained, we don't get as much, and this is a bad deal for us, and there's been, they've been going back and forth. But it's been in place for a while. They cut the deal. I don't know the current status of it, but the point is, the Orioles to give up their rights to the Washington, D.C. television market, asked for and received roughly 75 cents of every dollar of Nat's local television money. And we're getting it for a number of years. I think we all know how this ends with Tropicana Field, the Rays, the city of St. Pete, and Major League Baseball. Don't be naive. This has been going on long enough. I know the lease is through 2027, and it is ironclad. We all know how this ends. We just don't know when it ends and what the terms are. I'm saying, let's put an end to it. Let's just get it over with. But for a price. And whether it's the mayor or the city council or whomever, I think you open the door and you open negotiations and say, you know what? This is silly enough. You want out? Buy your way out. How much are we talking? We'll let you go. You can break the lease, but you're going to have to pay. Now, for those of you saying baseball wouldn't do that, oh yeah, they would. I just told you how much the general fund of the city of St. Petersburg is at $200 million. Within roughly a two-week period in free agency, three players in baseball made more than that for their new deals. Nolan Arenado, Bryce Harper, and Mike Trout. You combine the value of their contracts, and it's roughly $1 billion for three players. So the city of St. Petersburg can ask for a lot of money and just get this over with and not let this go on any longer. It might be time for that. I'd love to see the city basically say, you want out? We'll let you out, but it's going to cost you. Pay up. And I think with the right deal for the taxpayers of the city of St. Petersburg, you can justify just getting this over with. I will not go on and on about how baseball is a struggling sport and to me is going down the path of horse racing, boxing, and auto racing in overall popularity. That's my unique idea as it relates to the Rays and their future. You know, sometimes when teams relocate, there's a relocation fee. Normally, it's the other teams that split the relocation fee. The city of St. Petersburg can say, we want all of it. Every freaking dollar. The NHL just awarded Seattle an expansion franchise, I think at $550 million. Vegas was $500 million. Seattle's price went up a little bit. So, if an NHL, Steve Ballmer bought the Los Angeles Clippers, the stinking Clippers, for $2 billion. Considering how much it takes to run a city, which is the size of St. Petersburg, roughly $750 million, I don't think it's outlandish for the city of St. Petersburg to say to baseball and to Stu, you want to go? Go. We'll take $1 billion. You can go. $1 billion. And baseball has it. They do. They have it. They are cash heavy. You want an example? Three players 4 months ago were just paid $1 billion. I think if the city of St. Pete got $1 billion or something that would pay out that much over time or more, you can justify it to people who would otherwise be opposed to this stance. Because I guarantee you, the Rays and baseball are not generating that kind of revenue from playing here now or through 2027. I'd love to see it. If the current mayor thinks what's going on is so silly, then who knows what he might come up with. Put an end to it. Make them buy their way out and just get it over with. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Call for a free consult. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. Three locations and plenty of summer camp dates still to come. July 8th and July 15th at various Pin Chaser locations. They have three in the Tampa Bay area. For more, go to pinchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.